From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Bush administration launched a series of raids today on financial organizations across the country. The move continues efforts to deny money to Osama bin Laden's terrorist network, Al-Qaeda, and other suspected terrorist groups. There were also raids in Europe, and police in Switzerland detained and then released two businessmen allegedly linked to bin Laden. NPR's John McChesney has more.
President Bush and his top civilian lieutenants, Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, Secretary of State Colin Powell, and Attorney General John Ashcroft, announced the raids today at a Treasury Department investigation center where much of the financial intelligence against the organizations had been gathered.
Acting on solid and credible evidence, the Treasury Department of the United States today blocked the U.S. assets of 62 individuals and organizations connected with two terror-supporting financial networks, the Al-Taqwa and the Al-Baharaka. Their offices have been shut down in four U.S. states.
Both of these networks are so-called hawalas, informal and unregulated financial networks often used in the Muslim world instead of banks. The president said that Al-Qaeda had used Al-Taqwa and Al-Barakat to transfer money and to carry communications. He described Al-Taqwa as an association of offshore banks and financial management firms used to funnel money to Al-Qaeda.
Al-Baraka is a group of money wiring and communication companies owned by a friend and supporter of Osama bin Laden.
The president said that both organizations provided telephone and internet connections, skimmed money from transactions, and even provided weapons to Al-Qaeda. No one at the event, though, described any of the evidence against the two organizations, nor was it explained why it had taken nearly 2 months following the September 11th attacks to shut them down. The Treasury Department raids were carried out in 9 locations in 4 cities: Boston, Minneapolis, Columbus, Ohio, and Seattle, against businesses affiliated with Al-Taqwa and Al-Barakat. In Minneapolis, customs agents shut down several businesses, at least one of them associated with Al-Barakat. One man is in custody. In Columbus, Ohio, a notice on the window of Barakat Enterprise said, "All property contained in this building is blocked, pursuant to an executive order of the president." In Seattle, a dozen customs agents raided a building containing the offices of the Barakat Wire Transfer Company. And in Boston, two men, Mohammed Hussein and Liban Hussein, were charged with money laundering. Mohammed Hussein, who is not a legal resident of the United States, is in custody. The two men ran Barakat North America in Dorchester, Massachusetts, a foreign money exchange without a state license, which moved over $2 million through a U.S. bank from January through September, that according to the criminal complaint. The complaint seeks authorization to seize and search the computer hard drives found at Barakat North America. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill said that even though these organizations operated from storefronts, they could all be tracked back to sophisticated banking centers, although he did not elaborate. O'Neill described the accomplishments of the international asset freeze so far.
In the United States, we've blocked $24 million in assets of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and nations around the world have blocked at least $43 million in assets.
Attorney General John Ashcroft made it clear that the operation is not over with today's raids and arrests.
In locations across the country, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and other federal law enforcement agencies are interviewing individuals and taking other investigative steps in the ongoing criminal investigations of Al-Barakat entities.
Today's expanded freeze list targets assets from Switzerland to the United Arab Emirates. The president is requesting that these countries freeze those assets in their banks. John McChesney, NPR News, Washington.